The issues of school lunch and school lunch reform are enjoying a lot of public attention lately. And among those shedding light on school lunches, an elementary school teacher in the Midwest who goes by
Mrs. Q, the anonymous teacher blogging about what my kids eat at school.
Mrs. Q resolved to eat the same lunch as her students every day in 2010 and document the meals on her blog, Fed Up with School Lunch.
It was just something when I sat down to write my resolutions, this came to mind, and I thought, you know, this is just crazy enough. I'm just trying to show the world what I see in the cafeteria at my school.
What prompted the decision to take on this project?
There have been times where I've forgotten my lunch or I just didn't have time to pack anything, and I've had to sporadically consume school lunch in the past. I just came to the conclusion after I had, it was like a bagel dog at some point in the fall last year, and I thought to myself, I couldn't believe that that was going to be it. You know, I mean, there was a bagel dog, and I think there might have been a fruit cup, and I just couldn't believe that that was given to a student. Then they would have to go back to class and take a math quiz or something. And also, for a lot of the students in my school, many of them don't get good food models at home. And so this could be the best meal they get all day. You know, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with a hot dog. But, you know, as far as having processed food every day and it also being one of your better meals, you know, it just sort of breaks my heart a little bit.
On your blog, you describe the food you eat every day and post a picture of it. And it looks like there's some good days and some bad days.
I find that some of the food isn't very good. There was a cheese lasagna at one point that was really terrible. I mean, it wasn't even like pasta. It was like this crumbly stuff, and I could barely take a couple bites. Then there was also this peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I say that sort of in quotes because it was peanut butter and jelly on like a graham cracker thing, and then it was foil wrapped. It almost looked like an ice cream sandwich. It was very thick. For me, like, pizza and hot dogs are certainly not my favorites. I know that the kids get really excited about pizza. But what I like to eat on the menu at my school is the pasta. I love pasta. I love comfort food. So they have this rotini with this meat sauce on top, and I really enjoy that. They also offer chili, and that's good, too. And I should say that the way that I think most people my generation, you know, 30s and 40s or even older, we imagine a lunch lady dishing out on a divided tray food that was prepared on site. But my food comes in very small little packages, and a lot of the blog commenters have pointed out that it looks like a TV dinner, and that's what I'm trying to say. So when I'm talking about pasta, it wasn't, you know, plopped on my tray from like a ladle. It's already in a prepackaged container with plastic on top. And I have to cut open the plastic to get into the food.
How does it feel to be in your students' shoes? What are you experiencing right now?
You know, it's so interesting that you bring that up. What I've noticed is that there are times when they serve something, and I notice how my students are in the afternoons, and I feel like I can almost draw a line between what they ate and how they're acting. For example, they offer this fruit bar, and with the USDA regulations, you have to offer fruit every lunch, and sometimes they offer fresh fruit, but then they offer this fruit bar other days, and it's basically, I call it an icy, but it's like frozen fruit juice, and the kids, because of, you know, reduced times to eat lunch, and they want to chat, oftentimes they'll get served this meal and there's this fruit bar on there and they'll just eat that instead of other foods. The days that they get the fruit ices, I often see some blank looks as I'm assuming their blood sugar goes up and then down rapidly, you know, as they sort of crash off that because they didn't eat the protein component of the lunch. However, more recently, one of the fruit bars that was offered was 100% juice, and I was really happy to see that. So there was not any corn syrup in that. Yeah, and I should say that I am not a nutrition expert. That's not my area of specialty, so I'm not putting myself out there as a nutritionist at all. These are things that I've learned from reading the requirements set forth by the government for what kids need to eat for, the meal patterns from the USDA that dictate what foods are offered and in what quantities.
Back to the blog itself. What kinds of feedback are you getting, and where is that feedback coming from?
I've gotten a ton of positive feedback. And the feedback, the comments are coming from all over the country. I get comments from parents. I get comments from teachers, lunch ladies, nutritionists. They tell me that the lunches that they eat at their school are either, they'll tell me, yep, that's exactly what we get in our school. Maybe not as much packaging, but yes, we're getting the pizza, we're getting the hot dogs, we're getting all that stuff. Or they tell me, I'm happy I don't have to eat that because that's not the kind of lunch that we get in my school. And then this is a minority, but I do get people that say, wow, that's actually better than what we get at my school. It's all over the board.
Are you getting any negative feedback from anyone, any kind of criticisms?
Yes, I do. There are people who say, what are you really doing? You're just eating lunches. What are you really doing? You're doing nothing. That doesn't matter at all. And then I get people that say, you need to reveal yourself. Tell us who you are. I get a couple of those, and those people are always anonymous that tell me that I should stop being anonymous, which I find really funny. It does bother me, and I get negative comments. I do take them to heart, but I'm just keeping on.
Why have you chosen to remain anonymous?
I feel like my job could be in jeopardy because I think every teacher is worried about their job in this economy with budget cuts. Every state is really feeling it. I don't want to give the administration, you know, a reason to let me go. If they're looking at their staff, I think it'd be easy to say, let's get rid of the one that's blogging about all the lunches that we serve to the students.
Based on your experiences, what kinds of changes would you like to see affected?
I'd like to see, first of all, it'd be great if we could have salad bars in every school. I'd also like to see, and this probably isn't very popular with kids, I'd like to see pizza offered way less. I mean, most schools, it's getting offered at least once a week. And by at least, what I mean is that in the high schools, pizza can be an option every day. So if you wanted to, you could eat pizza every single day you go to school. I think there's something wrong with that. I'd also like to see regulations tightened up so that a fruit cup or a fruit bar is not considered a fruit. Let's give them real fruit. I do get real fruit some days, and I just don't understand why I can't get a real apple, a real orange, a real pear, a real banana every day instead of the processed fruit. And the other thing is, as it relates to vegetables, tater tots and fries count as a vegetable. And so if they offer tater tots or fries, it counts as a vegetable. And as it relates to like a high school, that's all that they're required to do. That's just, in my opinion, that's not a veggie. It may be made of potato, but it's not a fresh vegetable. And then finally, when it comes to the requirements for bread, when there is a rice offered, a lot of times you have to add bread to it because a rice doesn't count as much as an actual bread. And what's funny about that regulation is that pizza meets the requirement for bread, so you don't have to offer like an additional bread. But when rice, which is a staple grain for probably the majority of people on this planet, for whatever reason, the USDA makes a lot of schools offer a piece of bread with their rice, which just seems very strange.
Do you have any advice for people who want to become more involved or learn more about school lunches?
I guess what I would say is to encourage parents to go to their school and see if they can have a meal with their child at lunch so that they're aware of what their child might be eating. And I think even if we do put a salad bar in every school and we offer fresh fruit and veggies, there also needs to be another component, and that would be education. For example, I did work with some of my students. We made a salad one time. I brought in fresh veggies, and we put it together. Everybody had a job. We had tomato. We had spinach, we had salad, cucumber, carrots, and we made this big salad and we all put some on our plates, and some of the kids were really turned off. They said, "I don't want to eat that." And I said, "You really need to try it." And one boy in particular said, "I don't like any of this." But I said, I really want you to try it." And I have to say that he tried it. He tried every vegetable, and he told me that he liked it, and that now he likes those vegetables. So, I mean, we have to sort of stand over them and say, give it a try. You just don't know. You might actually really like it. And that was the case. And I think to myself, if I could change one student in every classroom and I could turn them on to fresh vegetables, that alone would make a huge difference in this country.
Fed Up with School Lunch includes not only what Mrs. Q eats day to day, but also her health updates, analyses, and guest bloggers from around the country and around the globe.
It's just an investment. It's an absolute investment in children to provide them with food at school that is really, really good, nutritious food. And I personally think it's worth every penny.
You can find the blog at fedupwithschoollunch.blogspot.com and follow Mrs. Q on Twitter. She's fedupwithlunch. You can see photos of Mrs. Q's lunches. And if you're a student or teacher, share photos of your school lunches on our website, eartheats.org. For Earth Eats, I'm Megan Meyer.